早上我们一起来学习大卫定义为神建殿。
And for this morning, we'd like to learn how about David's resolve to build a temple.
在圣经里面，大卫是一个非常特别的人物。
Within the Bible, David was a very special character.
从小时候，小朋友听圣经故事，都听过大卫的故事。
And even from young, our RE kids have often listened to the story of David.
圣经形容大卫是一个合神心意的人。
And the Bible describes David as one who sought after the heart of God.
这是说他得到神的欢喜。
I mean, he delighted himself in the Lord.
然后呢，神也很爱他。
And the Lord loves him greatly.
因为神很爱他，所以神为大卫啊做了很多的事情。
And because of love, God has done many things for David.
譬如说，神拣选了大卫。
For example, God chose David.
本来他是牧羊童。
Originally, he was a shepherd.
但是竟然神兴起他，要用他来代替扫罗，要当以色列的君王。
But since God chose him to be king rather than Saul over Israel,
扫罗要杀大卫。
And then Saul proceeded to want to kill David.
神又一直保护大卫。
And through this process, God continued to protect David.
后来大卫做了王了。
Afterwards, when David became king,
神要祝福他，让他国位安定下来。
God wanted to bless him so that his kingdom may be established.
所以基本上大卫的人生当中想要有的，神都给他了。
And so within David's life, whatever he wanted, he received from God.
神为大卫做了很多事。
So God has done many things for David.
但是大卫他心里常常想一个问题。
But David also had a thought something in his heart.
他会想，我能为神做什么事？
He thought,what could I do for the Lord?
这个问题很重要。
And this is a very important question.
我们每个弟兄姐妹从神那边得了那么多。
And for brothers and sisters, all of us have received much from the Lord.
我们也要问，到底我能为神做什么事？
He also has to ask, what can we do for the Lord?
有一天大卫就想到了。
So one day David thought of something.
我可以为神做什么？
He thought of how, what he could do for God.
我们看撒母耳记下。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel.
第七章
Chapter 7
第一节
Verse 1
撒母耳记下第七章的第一节
2 Samuel Chapter 7 Verse 1
王住在自己的宫中耶和华使他安息不被视为的仇敌扰乱第二
2
那时王对先知拿单说看啊我住在香柏木的宫中神的月柜反在幔子里请你读
Verse 1Now it came to pass when the king was dwelling in his house and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies all around too, that the king said to Nathan, the prophet, See now I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside tent curtains.
这个时候大卫已经做王了一段时间。
At this time, David was already king for a while.
大卫做王的时候，登基的时候，30岁。
When David became king, he was 30.
然后呢，他刚好已经攻取了耶路撒冷，就是锡安的宝藏。
And he conquered the city of David, the stronghold of Zion.
他也把约柜运回来大卫的城。
And he brought the ark of God back to his city.
把它放在一个会幕的一个临时的帐篷的里面。
And he placed this ark inside tent curtains.
他自己也为自己盖好了王宫。
And for himself, he made himself a house of cedar.
住在里面很舒服。
And he was living comfortably.
如果是一般的信徒或者是人呢，正常的想法就是说，现在呢应该是我好好享受人生，好好来当王的时候了。
And for an average person, you would think, oh, this is the time where I can enjoy myself to become king.
现在呢应该是我好好享用神给我的祝福的时候。
And this is the time where I can finally enjoy the blessings God has bestowed upon me.
但是因为大卫是合神心意的人。
But because David was one that sought after the heart of God.
他的想法跟一般人不一样。
His thoughts were different from others.
他反而住在这个皇宫里面呢，心里很不安。
When he lived inside this house of cedar, his heart was uncomfortable.
有一种很对不起神的感觉。
There was something that he cannot face God.
我自己住在这个用香柏木做的皇宫里面。
He thought, because I dwell in this house of cedar, this palace.
神的月柜呢，在外面的帐篷里面。
Then how can the ark of God be within tent curtains?
在旧约，神的月柜就是代表神的临在。
In the Old Testament, the ark of God represented the abidance of God.
他觉得自己住得那么好。
He thought he lived so comfortably.
而神却住得那么差。
But how can God dwell in such a rough place.
这样怎么可以呢?
How can this be?
就好像说你自己住在大房子里面。
For example, you live inside a big house.
然后你叫你的父母在你的后院里面搭一个帐篷在里面 camping.
And you told your parents to live in a tent in your backyard.
不是玩哦，真的是长期住在外面呢。
Not to go camping, but to live there.
这个有良心的人是绝对做不出来的。
Someone who has a conscious heart would not do this.
所以大卫为什么想要建殿？
So how come David wanted to build the temple of God? The first is because it was out of his thanksgiving. Because God has given him so much. But I have not done anything for the Lord. And his conscious heart would rebuke him. And in the same way,
一个人的信仰,如果他对神常常有感恩的心,
In the same way, when a person's faith is always thankful towards God, he would always continue to ask, What can I do for the Lord? He will love God more than he loves himself. So he will begin to think. So he sought for the prophet Nathan.
拿单一听就知道他想做什么了。When
Nathan heard this, he knew what David wanted to do.
第三节。Verse 3. 拿单对王说，你可以照你的心意而行，因为耶和华与你同在。3.
Then Nathan said to the king, Go do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you.
他就知道原来。
And so Nathan knew that David wanted to build the temple of God.
拿单也很同意这个看法。
And Nathan also agreed with David.
因为现在是建殿的时候了。
Because this is a time to rebuild, to build the temple.
现在也没有打仗。
Because the time of war has passed.
大卫有心。
David has the heart.
那应该就可以照着你的心意去做了。
And then David should do what is in his heart.
结果神就告诉, 当夜就告诉拿单了。
But on the same night, God told Nathan.
我们看第五节,
let's turn to verse 5.
你去告诉我仆人大卫说, 耶和华如此说, 你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢?
Verse 5, Go and tell my servant David, Thus says the Lord, Would you build a house for me to dwell in?
自从我领以色列人出埃及, 直到今日, 我未曾住过殿宇, 常在会幕和帐幕中行走。
For I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought the children of Israel up from Egypt even to this day, but have moved in a tent and in a tabernacle.
大卫为神建殿, 除了感恩之外, 他也觉得神有这个需要。
Other than his heart of thanksgiving, David also thought that there was a need. He thought that when God dwelt in tent curtains, this can't be.
但是神说,
But the Lord said to him, I do not have a need to dwell. I have never dwelt in a place.
因为神跟外邦的偶像是不一样的。
Because God is different from the gods of the Gentile nations.
神是充满宇宙万物的。
God fills the whole earth.
他不会只住在一个帐篷或者是一个圣殿里面。
He will not only dwell in a physical place like a tent or a tabernacle.
但是神却对大卫这个心意也非常的开心。
The Lord was also delighted in David's heart. Even though God has no need,
但是圣殿盖好之后,
but after the tabernacle was built, it will benefit greatly for the faith of the Israelites. So that there was a place for them to worship.
来先祭,
sacrifice, to learn the word of God. And this will benefit the Israelites greatly.
还有呢,如果圣殿盖好之后,
and after the temple has been built, it can also bring glory to the name of God.
神还是觉得这个是一个很好的idea,很好的意见。
And so God thought this was also a very good idea.
只是神告诉大卫,
However, God told David,
你打仗流血杀人太多,
you have much bloodshed on your hands.
所以呢,你不可以建我的圣殿。
And so that you cannot build my temple.
但是将来你儿子可以盖我的圣殿。
But in the future, your son will be can build my temple.
所以我们看到建殿是除了感恩之外,
So building the temple was out of thanksgiving.
也是对崇拜有一种需要。
But it is also due to the needs of worship.
也为了荣耀神的名。
And it also is for the glory of his name.
这个时候大卫还没有拿一块砖头, 还没有做任何的事情。
And so before David has started to do anything yet,
但是神已经很满意了。
God was already very satisfied.
我们看 第十一节。
Look at verse 11.
七章的十一节。
Chapter 7, verse 11.
并不像我命世世治理我民以色列的时候一样，我必使你安静，不被一切仇敌扰乱，并且我耶和华应许你，必为你建立家室。第十二节。
Verse 12.
你受数满足，与你列祖同岁的时候，我必使你的后裔继续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。十三节。
Verse 13.
他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国，直到永远。
Verse 11, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel and have caused you to rest from all your enemies, also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. 12, when your days are fulfilled and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. 13, he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever.
大卫为神要盖圣殿这个心志啊，得到神的欢喜。
And because of David's heart to want to build a temple for God, he found delight in the Lord.
神就开始要祝福他了。
And so the Lord began to bless him.
这个时候大卫还没有做任何开始动作上的一件事。
At this moment in time, David has not done anything yet.
但是他有一个心志。
But he had a heart.
所以要预备建殿最重要的是什么？
So to prepare to build the temple of God, what do we need the most?
为了要感谢神，没有错。
Other than thanksgiving.
为了要荣耀神。
Other than for his glory,
为了要自己的需，我崇拜的需要。
And other than the needs of worship,
但是最重要的是有个心。
The most important part is to have a heart.
你想为神做点事情。
A willing heart to do things for the Lord.
而这件事情最重要的事情就是为神建殿。
And from this, the important thing is to build the temple of God.
所以大卫有这个心，这个想法之后，神马上祝福他。
And so when David had this heart, a willing heart, the Lord started to bless him.
马上跟他立约。
To establish a covenant with him.
让他的子孙也得到祝福。
So that his descendants will also be blessed.
所以圣殿如果盖起来。
And so when the temple is built.
教会建立起来。
When the church is built.
弟兄姐妹会得到祝福的。
The blessings will be upon the members.
我这次八月的时候有去英国。
And this August I went to the United Kingdom.
有一位老执事接待我。
And there was a older minister who accompanied me.
带我去观赏一下风光，还有吃牛排。
Took me to see the scenery of the country and also took me to eat steak.
吃东西的时候我就问他。
And when we were eating, I asked him.
我说执事。
I asked him.
你们这几十年过来啊，有什么神的恩典可以跟我们晚辈分享一下，让我们学习一下。
Over the past few decades, can you share with us about the grace of God?
他跟我讲。
So he told me.
他说以前哦，我们年轻的时候在香港很穷。
So he told me when we were in Hong Kong in our youth, we were very poor.
住在很乡比较乡下的地方，要出去城市打工，钱也赚很少。
We lived in a rural area and we had to go out to work and we earned very little money.
后来我们漂洋过海去到英国。
Later on, we went to the United Kingdom.
在餐馆替人家打工。
We worked in restaurants.
也赚很少钱。
We also earn very little money.
还有教会很多弟兄姐妹因为心灵很空虚啊，赚到的钱都拿去赌博。
And because of the emptiness of the hearts of the members at the time, all the money they earned went to gambling.
所以生活其实就过得很缺乏。
And so their life was lacking.
但是后来教会建立起来。
Afterwards, when the church was established,
弟兄姐妹开始聚会。
When the members, when the brothers and sisters started having service,
从南到北会堂一个一个购买。
And from west to east, from north to south, the church was bought.
他跟我说，每一户的信徒的家庭，只要是爱主的、有信仰的，他们的生活都得到神的祝福。
And the families in UK where they were faith had a spiritual life, they were blessed.
他们每一个人都买了自己的房子。
All of them bought their own houses.
他们的店的生意也很稳定。
And their business was very smooth.
每年可以去哪里 holiday?
And every year they could go on holidays.
也有车子可以开。
And they have cars to drive in.
但是最重要的不是这些。
But the most important thing was not these.
他说，因为我们建立了教会。
It's because when we established the church,
我们的信仰复兴了。
Our faith was prosperous.
我们得到神的祝福。
And we received the blessing of God.
建立圣殿建立教会肯定是得到神祝福的。
And so to establish the temple, to establish the church, we will be blessed by God.
所以大卫他只要这个想法为神建殿，神就跟他立约了。
And when David had this heart to build his temple, God made a covenant with him.
大卫没有想到底以后盖圣殿要多难。
He did not think of, oh, how hard would it be to build a temple in the future?
要花多少钱?
How much money will I have to spend?
会不会我做不到?
Is it possible that I may not be able to do this?
他只是有一个立志，有一个想法。
He only had a thought.
这个想法很重要。
And this thought is very important.
这个立志很重要。
And this, this mentality is very important.
有了立志之后就有个动力。
And when we have this thought, we will have a motivation.
要开始去克服所有的困难。
We will begin to conquer all the obstacles.
因为盖神的殿不是一般的物质的一个建筑物。
And because building the temple is not just referring to building the physical temple.
盖一般的建筑物有钱就可以了。
To build the temple halfway, we can only have money.
但是盖神的圣殿因为是一个属灵的建筑。
And because building the temple of God is a spiritual matter.
会有属灵的阻挡。
There will also be spiritual obstacles.
有钱有时候不一定盖得起来。
Even when we have money, there has been times where we're not able to do this.
所以要克服很多的困难。
So we have to overcome a lot of obstacles in our way.
但是大卫有这个心。
But because of David's heart, God was with him. But to have a heart is not enough.
大卫在得到神的这个回应之后呢，他开始要做准备的工作。
When David received the reply from God, he started the work of preparation.
虽然神的旨意啊。
Even though God's will was not for David to directly build the temple himself,
但是大卫却没有放弃他准备工作的一个机会。
But David did not forsake an opportunity to prepare.
我们看列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
列王记上第8章。
1 Kings chapter 8.
18节。
Chapter 8 verse
17节。
Chapter 8, verse 17.
列王记上8章17节。
First Kings, chapter 8, verse 17.
8章17节。
Chapter 8, verse 17.
所罗门说：“我父大卫曾立意为要为耶和华以色列的神的名建殿。”18。18。耶和华却对我父大卫说：“你立为我名建殿，这意是甚好。”19。19。只是你不可建殿，为你所生的儿子，不要必为我的名建殿。 20节。20。现在耶和华成就了他所应许的话，使我接续我父大卫做了以色列的国位，又为耶和华以色列的神的名建造了殿。这是所罗门后来所讲的话。And
this is the words of what Solomon said later on.
大卫他知道他神不给他直接来盖圣殿。And
David knew that God did not want David to build the temple.
但是神没有阻止我不可以准备啊。
But God did not forbid him to prepare.
我可以为我儿子来准备材料。
David thought he could prepare the work of building the temple for his son. And this is a very positive attitude of thinking.
我们的信仰啊，要常常有很正面的想法。
And our faith should always be in the positive side.
我们不要有一种负面的想法。
We should not be pessimists or have a negative type of thinking.
神嫌我杀人太多，打仗太多了，神不给我盖，不盖就不盖了。
For example, David may have thought, because I've shed too much blood, God not want me to build the temple.
我已经尽力了，我也讲了，不用我盖，就下一代的事了，我不管了。
I already tried, so if God doesn't want me to build it, I can just leave it to the next generation.
大卫没有这样想。
David did not think like this.
大卫的想法都是正面的。
David thought of a positive way.
神不给我盖，但是没有阻止我来准备材料。
God did not forbid me to build God forbid me to build the temple, but did not forbid me.
我可以为神准备材料。
He did not forbid me to do the work of preparation.
其实准备的工作。
The work of preparation is very important.
如果大卫没有准备好，所罗门也盖不起这个圣殿。
If David did not do the work of preparation, Solomon may not have been able to build.
盖圣殿啊，在当时来说是一个很长的一个工作。
And building the temple is a work that takes time.
从大卫有这个心意到圣殿盖好了，过了几十年了。
How many years has it been from since David having the heart?
但是准备是最关键的。
But preparation is the most important.
准备什么呢?
What do we need to prepare for?
我们看历代志上。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles.
第22章。
1 Chronicles chapter 22.
历代志上22章。
1 Chronicles chapter 22.
第4节。
Verse 4.
第二节开始，二十二章的第二节。
From First Chronicles chapter 22, verse 2 onwards.
二十二章第二节。
22 verse 2.
大卫预备了许多的铁，做门上的钉子、钩子，又预备许多的铜，多的无法可称。第三节。
Verse 3.
要预备无数的香柏木，因为西顿人、推罗人给大卫运了许多香柏木来。第四节。
Verse 4.
大卫说：“我儿子所罗门啊，还年幼。”又论了要为耶和华建造的殿宇必须高大辉煌，使名荣耀名誉荣耀传遍万国，所以我要为殿预备材料。于是大卫在未时以先预备的材料甚多。你看大卫的心就在这里。
And so here we can see the heart of David.
大卫不是为自己存钱。
David was not reserving money for himself.
今天很多人都是为自己存钱。
A lot of times we save money for ourselves.
为了退休来存钱。
We save money for retirement.
很多人呢也为了下一代来存钱。
We also may save money for our next generation.
以后我的子孙，我每个人留给他一栋房子，多少现金，结婚的时候要给他多少。
We may have reservations to give our next generation money in their life.
但是大卫存钱不是为了他自己。
But when David, when he saved money, it was not for himself.
也不是为了他的子孙。
And it was not for his descendants either.
大卫存钱只有个目的。
When David saved money, he had one goal in mind.
就是要把圣殿盖起来。
It is to be able to build the temple of God.
所以他准备了很多材料。
So David prepared a lot of materials.
其实大卫本身那个王朝不是非常有钱。
When David on the throne, he had a lot of money.
不是非常有钱。
He had not a lot of money.
因为大卫常常打仗。
Because David was always in wars.
要克服很多的敌人。
He had to conquer many enemies.
所以打仗是很花钱的。
In wars, you need to spend money.
在大卫的年代要存钱很艰难。
And so in David's generation, to save money was very difficult.
但是他还是存到钱。
But he was still able to do this.
他自己怎么讲呢？
What did he say?
第十三节。
Verse 13.
二十二章十三节。
Chapter 22, verse 13.
我在困难之中为耶和华的殿预备了金子十万他连的，银子一百万他连的，铜和铁多的无法可称。我也预备了木头、石头，你还可以增添。
Verse 14, indeed, I have taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and bronze and iron beyond measure, for it is so abundant I have prepared timber and stone also, and you may add to them.
大卫说，我存钱是很难的。
He says it is much trouble to save all this money.
但是因为为了预备建神的殿，我再怎么艰难，我还要挤出来。
But no matter how much trouble it is, I will do this for the temple of God.
所以他跟所罗门说，我存了十万他连得的金子。
And so he told Solomon how much he has saved.
他还跟所罗门说，你要继续增加，你不要停下来，你要继续。
And he also told Solomon that you have to continue to add to them.
所以预备建神的殿，我们要预备材料。
And so to build the temple of God, we need to prepare the materials.
不是只有预备有心就可以了。
We do not, having a heart is not sufficient.
刚刚那个我在讲的那个英国那个老执事告诉我。
And just like what I said previously, the minister in the UK.
他说我们在盖会堂的时候。
He shared with me when we were.
已经决定要盖了。
When we were building the church.
已经要动工了。
We already decided to start.
教会需要钱了。
The church started needing finances.
他们那三年，所有弟兄姐妹同意。
And within these few years, all the brothers and sisters agreed.
这三年我们不去 holiday.
Within these 3 years, we will not go on any holiday.
因为他们通常平常都会回香港啊，去哪里也比较远的，全家人都出去玩。
Because the brothers and sisters in the UK, they would often go back to Hong Kong or their hometowns for vacation.
这几年我们不回去。
And so they set aside these few years to not go back.
把这个 holiday 的钱呢，用来建堂。
To offer the money we use on our holidays to for the church.
哎，这样慢慢这个基金当然就增加了。
And slowly as time progresses, the temple, the church was built.
在艰难当中奉献给神。
In a time of trouble and difficulty, they offered to God.
我们从后来的角度来看哦。
And if we look at it in retrospect,
这个什么结果？
What is the result?
第一，圣殿后来盖起来了。
One, first, the temple was built.
第二，神更祝福大卫的子孙。
Second, God further blessed the descendants of David even more.
他没有特别为他孩子留什么。
David did not save anything for his descendants.
但是神祝福所罗门。
But God blessed Solomon. What Solomon had was greater than what David had. And so if you set your heart to build a temple, God will bless you. Because God is a faithful God. He looks at our inner heart. And so to have this type of mentality is very important. Later on, when they needed to build the temple of God, what else did they need? Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Verse 11.
1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 11. 所的样式即是他的儿子所罗门，十二节。12。又将被圣灵感动所得的样式，这是耶和华神的殿宇周围的房屋、殿的府库和圣物的府库，一切的样式都指示他。再跳到第18节。And
we jump to verse 18.
金金香坛的分量，并用金子用。 做基路伯，基路伯张开翅膀，遮掩耶和华的约柜。大卫说：“这一切的工作的样式，都是耶和华用手画出来，使我明白的。”原来大卫不单只为神预备了材料。David
not only prepared a material, physical materials for the Lord.
原来神还透过异象，透过圣灵的感动，告诉大卫，圣殿要怎么改。
And through the movement of the Holy Spirit, God also moved David to let him understand how to build the temple. And this is very special. And because the temple is a very special building within the whole world, you cannot find another one. There needs to be a special design. And within the temple, all the articles of the temple had a spiritual significance. You cannot build it ordinarily. Even though David was not able to build it himself, but God shared with David the blueprint of the temple. And this is the work of the preparation of the temple. And so today it's also the same. When we want to establish the church today, we need to do it according to the truth. When we preach this message, it's not a message of the world. It is the message of truth.
好了，那一切都有了。
And so when all it has been when all has been gathered,
那传大卫也为神盖圣殿存了不少材料。
David has saved quite a bit for the temple of God.
那我们再看29章。
Let's turn to chapter 29.
第三节。
Verse 3.
29章第3节。
Chapter 29, verse 3.
则因我心中爱慕我神的殿，就在预备建造圣殿材料以外，又将我自己秩序的金银献上，建造我神的殿来。
Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver.
所以说，当大卫说我存了10万他连的银子的，那是政府的钱呢。
If David had said, "Oh, I have saved 10,000 talents of silver from the government,"
100,000.
But this is a treasure of the government.
但是另外在这个之外呢？
But in addition to that,
他说我自己的口袋啊，私房钱啊，我自己的这个不是国库啊，不是国库的钱，是一个我私人的口袋的钱，还有金子3,000 talents。
And in addition to the government treasury, I have also out of my own special treasury, I have offered.
哇，这个就是不容易。
This is not something easy to do.
这个等于今天的妇女的私房钱啊，买菜钱啊。 偷偷存下来的，哇！为了盖上店，通通都拿出来的。
And in today's terms, it may mean your grocery money, your money for your daily expenses.
为什么他会这样呢？
Why does David do this?
大卫说：“因为我心中爱慕我的神的殿。”
Because he said, "I have set my affection on the house of my God."
很想把神的殿盖起来。
And he really desired to build the temple of God.
这有点像我们今天成家了。
And is like building a house today.
啊，你看到自己的太太、自己的孩子需要一个住的地方。
You see that your wife, your children need a place to live.
再怎么辛苦，你房子还是要买下来。
No matter how much trouble, you will still purchase a house.
啊，每个月工多少，多辛苦，你还是要省下来。
No matter how hard you have to work each month, you will do it.
因为你爱你的家。
Because you love your own house.
不忍心你家哇住得那么挤，然后住人家的房子，给人家赶来赶去。
Because you love your own family and you do not want to be, live in another person's house.
So 一定要把房子买下来。
You will try very hard to find your own house.
因为你爱你的家。
Because you love your own family.
所以你一定要为神建殿。
So because of this, we also have to have a heart to build the house of God.
听说我们多伦多教会早期也是这样子。
In the early Toronto church, it was also the same.
在没有自己的会堂之前。
Before we had our own church.
有时候在这个信徒的 apartment 聚会一下。
There was one, for a few times we would hold service in apartments.
后来祷告声音又大，又被人家赶。
When we pray, we were kicked out by the apartment.
又换到一个地方。
And when we switched to another place,
我们祷告就是越来越大声，人又多，又被人赶。
As more people there are, our prayers get louder, and we get kicked out by the landowners.
再没有自己的地方真的不行。
And so to not have our own place is can't be.
人再少再穷，还是要买圣殿。
No matter how little or how little the people are, we still have to try to purchase a church.
我们爱神啊。
Because we have to set our affection to the Lord.
今天我们多伦多教会已经发展到我们的平常有在活跃有聚会的人数已经超过200多人。
We have already exceeded our maximum capacity by a few hundred people.
上个礼拜安息日的聚会中午是230人。
Last Saturday, the service attendees were 230.
所以啊，这里根本就坐不下。
So there's not enough seats to hold everyone.
需要个更大的空间。
So we need a bigger place.
还有更多的功能。
We need a bigger place for you.
我们多伦多教会的小孩子特别多。
Because Toronto especially has many children.
神祝福大家生养众多。
God has blessed many people to produce so many children.
平均每一个家庭两到三个。
On average, each family has 2 to 3 children.
这个乘法，这个 factor 这样下去乘法哦，你看不用再十年、二十年就变三四百了。
And if you factor this within a few years, it will be a lot more people.
这个就等于你看到自己的家急到不行了。
This is equivalent to seeing your own house being over.
你爱你的家，你要为你的家想办法。
When your house is has too little space, you and you love your families.
要盖圣殿不是只是讲一讲而已，还要要建殿啊，要买会堂啊。
And so this should be the same for the church.
在这个时候，已经有一个像大卫一样的想法：如果我要为神建殿，我现在开始要立志了。
And so David had a heart when he wanted to build a temple. He needed to start now.
为神存钱。
He needed to start saving for the Lord.
要为神奉献。
He needed to start saving to offer to the Lord.
大卫说：“我已经尽力了。”
And so David said, "I have given my all."
大卫还问一句话。
David also had asked one more question.
第五节
，verse five.
金子可以做金器，银子可以做银器，并借匠人的手制造一切。今日有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢？
Verse five. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
这个是一个。很重要的问题。
And this is also a very important question.
建圣殿需要金，需要银，需要铜，需要木头。
To build the temple, there needs to be gold, silver, and all kinds of work.
但是大卫再问一个问题。
But David further to ask one more question.
谁愿意把你自己献给神？
Who is willing to consecrate himself?
盖圣殿不是金子丢出来就好了。
To build a temple, it is not only to offer your gold.
你要把自己你整个人的心意放进去。
But you have to offer your whole heart.
就现在开始你要牺牲了。
From this point onwards, you have to sacrifice yourself.
你的时间。
You have to sacrifice your time.
你的才能。
Your talent.
你的金钱。
Your gold.
如果没有这种牺牲
if we do not have this type of sacrifice,
神的殿是盖不起来的。
Then the temple of the Lord cannot be built.
如果有这种牺牲
and when we have this type of sacrifice,
神的殿一定盖得起来。
And the temple of the Lord will surely be built.
神的名一定得到荣耀。
And the name, his name will be glorified.
好了，那我们再问了，现在什么都有了，还差什么？
And so now you have everything, we have to continue to ask, what are we lacking?
有人的心意。
We need the heart of people.
有存的钱。
And we need the money that we save.
那你应该问啊，到底土地在哪里
？We have to ask, where is this land?
要盖在哪里呢
？Where do we build?
到底圣殿盖在哪一块土地上面呢
？Where should the temple of the Lord be built?
我们来看看这块地到底在哪里啊
？Let's see where this land is to be built.
我们看历代之下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles,
第三章
，verse 3.
历代志下第三章。
Second Chronicles chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这个时候所罗门开工了。
And here Solomon began to build.
好了，我们看这个地在哪里啊？
And so let's see where the land of the temple is to be built.
三章一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
所罗门住在耶路撒冷，耶和华向他父大卫显现的摩利亚山上，这是耶布斯人向耶布西人诗人亚尔南的河塘上大卫所指定的地方，预备好了，开工建造耶和华的殿。
Verse 1. Now Solomon began to build the house of the Lord at Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David, at a place that David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite.
这里说原来啊，大卫早就买了一块土地。
And here it says that David has already purchased the land
要盖圣殿的。
For the building of the temple.
其实他买的时候，他买这块土地的时候，没有想到这块地以后用来盖圣殿。
When he first purchased this land, he did not think that this land would be used for the temple.
是因为另外一个原因，他买了这块地。
He purchased this temple for another reason.
但是既然买了，神却告诉他，以后这块地就是用来盖圣殿。
But when he bought it, later on in his life, the temple would be built here.
所以盖圣殿呢，需要土地。
And so, in order to build the temple of God, we need a land.
你不能盖就盖在沙土上面，一定要。找一块很好的地方，很重要的地点，很有意义的地方来盖圣殿。
We can't just build it anywhere on sand or in meaningless location. We must build it on a location with meaning.
那么大卫到底在什么情况之下买了这块地呢？
And so, how did David come to purchase this land?
那为什么神特别指定要用这块地来盖圣殿呢？
And why did God tell David that this land must be used for the building of the temple?
有一个故事在里面。
There is a story within this.
我们看。撒母耳记下的二十四章。
Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记下二十四章。
Second Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记下的二十四章呢，是记载大卫的做了一件错的事情。
And Second Samuel chapter 24 records something David had done wrong.
因为大卫啊，心里有点骄傲。
And because David had jealousy in his heart.
没事找事，要想说，哎呀，数点一下百姓，看看我的国中有多少人啊。
And so David thought to see how many people are in his kingdom.
所以呢，他就派人去数点百姓。
And so he sent people to take a census.
结果呢，数这个做了之后呢，神的愤怒就来了。
And after he did this, the anger of the Lord came.
那神就跟大卫讲。
And so God told David,
你要负担后果。
You have to pay for the consequences.
我们看第二十四章的十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 24, verse 11.
二十四章十一节。
Chapter 24, verse 11.
大卫早晨起来，耶和华的话临到先知家的，就是大卫的先见，说：“你去告诉大卫说，耶和华如此说：我有三样灾，随你选择一样，我好降祸于你。我要降于你。”十三节。
13.
于是家的来见大卫，对他说：“你愿意国中有七年的饥荒呢？”在你敌人面前逃跑被追赶三个月呢，还是在你国中有三日的瘟疫呢？现在你要想一想，我好恢复呢，差我来的。所以神给大卫一个选择。
So God gave David a choice.
你犯了罪。
Because David has sinned.
你骄傲了。
Because you were proud.
神的愤怒。
So the anger of the Lord
一定要来到的。
Will come upon you.
但是你有三个选择。
But you have three choices.
你要被别人追杀你，被敌国追杀你三个月好了。
Do you want other people to come after you and you flee for 3 months?
还有呢，七年的饥荒好呢？
Or do you want 7 years of famine?
还有三天的这个瘟疫好呢？
Or shall there be 3 days of plague?
这个大卫说，哎呀，这个很难选啊。
And so David thought this is a very hard decision to make.
三样都不好。
All three of these is not good.
他也不能赖皮说三样都不要。
He cannot say, oh, I don't want all three of these.
因为神是 serious 的，神是很认真的。
Because God was very serious with David.
他最后就说，我愿意落在神的手中。
And so at the end, he said, I will be willing to fall into the hand of the Lord.
第十四节这样讲，我愿落在神的手中。
I will let us fall into the hand of the Lord.
因为他有丰盛的怜悯，我不愿意落在人的手中。
And for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man.
大卫有神来的智慧啊。
And so David had the wisdom of God.
他知道神还是有怜悯的。
Now he knows that God was merciful.
敌人不一定有怜悯。
But the enemies may not.
我落在神的手中，求神怜悯我。
When I fall into the hand of the Lord, we plead for mercy.
结果开始了， 国中就开始瘟疫，瘟疫。
And so it happened, the destruction of the.
哇，就像今天那个伊波拉病毒啊，哇，传得很快。
And just like the.
伊波拉。
Ebola virus.
最近那个伊波拉病毒在非洲死了几千人。
Because just like the Ebola virus in Africa, it has killed off many people.
当时的瘟疫不晓得是什么种病毒。
During this time, we do not know what kind of plague it was.
三天之内死了七万人。
Within 3 days, killed 70,000 people.
本来还没有结束的，本来还没有结束啊。
It has not even ended yet.
但是呢，我们来看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
二十四章十六节。
Chapter 24, verse 16.
天使向耶路撒冷伸手要灭城的时候啊，耶和华后悔，这不降这灾了，吩咐灭命的天使说：“够了，住手吧！”那是耶和华的使者在伊布斯人亚鲁拿的禾场那里。
16. And when the angel stretched out his hand over Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the destruction and said to the angel who was destroying the people, "It is enough, now restrain your hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite.
本来这个天使要进城啊，要整个耶路撒冷灭城啊。
Originally, when this angel entered into Jerusalem, he wanted to destroy all of Jerusalem.
但这圣经说，这里圣经说神后悔了，就是说神改变心意了，神怜悯了。
And so here it records that the Lord changed his heart, and he wanted the angel to restrain himself.
跟那个灭命的天使说，够了，住手吧。
And so he told the angel to restrain your hand.
刚好这个灭命的天使就站在亚鲁拿的禾场上。
And at this moment in time, this angel was by the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite.
这块地呢，这块地很特别。
And this land is very special.
后来神就透过大卫先知跟大卫说。
And later on, God through a prophet told David.
你在这块地筑一座坛。
To erect an altar on this land.
为我献祭给我。
And to sacrifice to me.
我的愤怒了就会转烧。
And my anger will turn.
结果大卫真的是这样做。
And David did so.
用了五十舍克勒银子。
And with 50 talents of silver. Fifty shekels of silver.
就买了那块亚布斯人耶路拉鲁场的这个禾场。
To purchase the land from Arunah the Jebusite.
在那边献祭给神。
And he stood there to offer to the Lord.
看二十五节啊。
Let's read verse 25.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛献。燔祭和平安祭，如此耶和华垂听国民所求的，瘟疫在以色列人众就止住了。
25. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and the plague was withdrawn from Israel.
大卫马上买地，很快啊，他一天之内做好这件事情了，可能马上买地，马上建主坛。
And within a day, David did it immediately. He purchased the land and built an altar.
结果献祭之后，神的愤怒就转向了。
And after he offered the sacrifice, the anger of the Lord was withdrawn.
这块地有它的属灵的意义在里面。
And so this land has a spiritual significance.
因为有人献祭。
And because there was someone that sacrificed.
神的怜悯就来了。
The anger of the mercy of the Lord came.
所以以后这块地就是用来做圣殿。
And so this land was later used for the temple.
大卫只是用了五十舍克勒银子，很少的钱就买了这一块很大的地。
David used 50 shekels of silver to buy this land.
但是这一块地呢，却成为耶路撒冷圣殿的所在。
But this land became where the temple of Jerusalem would be.
它有属灵的意义在里面。
And there was a spiritual significance.
以后圣殿盖好了。
After when the temple was built.
百姓来献祭，神也会怜悯人。
When the people who came to worship here, God will also bestow His mercy.
你看神的安排是不是很奇妙？
And so look, there's a here is the plan of God.
买那块地点那么好的土地。
A land that was bountiful.
但是又有属灵的意义在里面。
But also has a spiritual significance.
但这块地还有一个故事在后面。
But this land also has another story behind it.
如果我们刚刚有看这个历代志下的第三章啊。
If we have read Second Chronicles chapter 3,
这里说啊，这块地是谁的？这个地在哪里？
We can see this land belongs to.
历代之下的第三章第一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 3 verse 1.
这里说啊，这块地啊是在摩利亚山上。
And this land was also on Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山上，耶路撒冷是很多山，但是有一座山叫摩利亚山。
In Jerusalem, there has been many mountains surrounding it, but with one mountain is called Mount Moriah.
记不记得在摩利亚上发生什么故事？
Do you remember what happened on Mount Moriah?
亚伯拉罕献上独生子。
It was on Mount Moriah where Abraham sacrificed.
本来独生子要死的。
Is where he sacrificed his son.
神说住手，不要伤害你的孩子。
Originally, the son was going to die, but the angel said, "Stop."
找一只，看到另外一只羊代替了以撒。
And there was another lamb that substitute for Isaac.
所以在这个山上献上独生子。
And so on this, it was on this mountain the sacrifice.
这只羊来代替了独生子。
And this is where the son was used to substitute for the firstborn.
主必预备。
And the Lord, it's on the mount where
哇
the Lord
你看这块土地，这块土地的属灵意义太大了。
And because this land has many great spiritual significance.
又有主的预备。
It has the preparation of the Lord.
又有神的怜悯。
It has the mercy of the Lord.
所以以后就在这块地方建圣殿。
And so that's why the temple was built on this land.
所以土地也预备好了。
And so the land was prepared.
当所罗门开始建殿的时候，
And when Solomon began to prepare to build,
总共用了七年就把圣殿盖起来。
He used the time span of 7 years to build the temple.
虽然时间用了很长，
even though the time was long,
其实盖的只用了七年。
The building process only took 7 years.
之前神用了更长的时间来准备。
Before God used a longer time to prepare.
如果你从亚伯拉罕开始算的话，那个就更长了。
If we started counting from the time of Abraham, it would have been a lot longer.
但是神愿意等。
But the Lord is willing to wait.
等到最好的时间点。
Wait until the best time.
等到人都准备好了。
Until a man has prepared.
在最适合的地方。
On the most suitable place.
最好的时间。
On the best time.
把圣殿盖好。
To establish his temple.
荣耀神的名。
To glorify his name.
所以要建一个圣殿非常不简单。
And so to build the temple of God is not easy.
人要有感恩的心。
We need to have a heart of thanksgiving.
有立志的心。
We need to have a heart, a resolving heart.
有爱神的心。
And a heart that loves the Lord.
要预备材料。
To prepare the materials.
要有神的灵的感动。
And to be moved by his spirit.
大家的同心合一。
And the unity of all the members.
大家心中爱神。
And the heart of all of us who love the Lord.
找到合适的地点。
To find a suitable place.
靠着主耶稣的帮助。
And rely on the help of Lord Jesus.
就可以把物质的会堂盖起来。
When we have all these, we can establish the church.
但是有一点更重要。
But there's one more thing that is the most important.
更重要的不是物质的殿。
The most important thing is not the physical temple.
是属灵的殿。
But the spiritual temple.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
彼得前书第二章第四节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 4.
二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却被神所拣选所宝贵的。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着主耶稣基督献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
Verse 4. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up on a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
这里彼得长老告诉我们。
And here Elder Peter tells us.
真正的重要的圣殿是那个看不见的圣殿。
The most important temple is a temple that cannot be seen.
物质的殿很重要。
The physical temple is important.
但是只是一个拜神的地方。
But it is only a place of worship.
但是每个人要建心中属灵的殿。
But every one of us must build up our spiritual temple.
心中的殿没有建好，你用一个很大的会堂给你没有用。
If our spiritual temple is not built, even if we have a great, glorious physical temple, it is not enough.
两样都要。
So we have to have both.
但是要先从里面开始。
But we have to start from within.
要怎么盖呢？
How do we build it?
第一，
First,
要以主耶稣基督为房角石。
We have to have Lord Jesus as our chief cornerstone.
真教会不强调人。
In the true church, we do not emphasize men.
我们不强调人的领导。
We do not emphasize the leadership of men.
也不强调谁是我们的创始者。
We do not emphasize who is our creator.
真教会的基础的根基就是主耶稣基督。
The root of our faith, the cornerstone is Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒的教训，主耶稣的教训。
And we are following the teachings of the apostles.
但我们每一块呢，每一个人呢，是一块石头。
And each one of us is a stone.
好，我们要合起来盖成属灵的殿。
We have to be bound together to build a temple.
但是这块石头啊，要被打磨，要被调整。
But this living stone will be adjusted.
因为一块天然形状的石头是不能盖圣殿的。
Because the stone in its natural shape, you cannot build anything out of it.
自己本身的个性可能很特别，你觉得很特别。
And perhaps you think your own personality is very special.
但是你自己的个性不改的话， 没有办法用来侍奉神的。
But if we cannot change ourselves, we cannot be used to serve the Lord.
所以我们要一起来被建造成为圣殿。
So we must be built, and together we can be built into the temple of Christ.
神的名就能够得到最大的荣耀。
And so the name of God can be glorified.
愿神帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us all.
唱诗120首。
Sing hymn 120.